We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Text for consideration today recorded for us in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. We hear these words in verse 7. He shouted out at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" God's word is truth. Please be seated. Too comfortable with crazy. Watching the Super Bowl with the family and the halftime show comes on. And as I look at my wife, we're wondering, what in the world is this? Can they actually show this on prime time? Where is the warning? May not be suitable for young children or anyone really. Telling my daughters that they ought not to dance like that, that people who do make themselves nothing more than objects of lust. My four-year-old son goes in front of the television, turns his back to the screen, and puts his hands up to cover up the screen. Good job, Gabe. See, that wasn't entertainment. It was a commercial for every strip club in America. But for many, that halftime show is America. And the conscience of our society is completely fine with it. We have become too comfortable with crazy. Church and school shootings don't shock us anymore. We're just used to it. Too comfortable with crazy. We live in a democracy, but I think some of us would rather walk through the bad part of Chicago than talk politics and the politically charged atmosphere we live in. And I was going to include illustrations, but I didn't want to get anyone's heart rate up. Didn't want to cause a heart attack here in the congregation. You see, where it's so touchy, we can't even speak about it. We're just too comfortable with crazy. And that is America, and that is what we see in our lives. Too comfortable with crazy. Is it new? We see that in the region of the Gerasenes today. And the status quo is crazy. You have a naked guy roaming around the cemetery, the area of the tombs. Yeah, just another day. People have tried to bind him with chains and shackles to restrain him, but he has the superpower strength that can break iron shackles. He's violent and dangerous. Yeah, oh well. He roams the hills night and day, crying out and cutting himself, oozing out blood. The man is demon-possessed, and according to the book of Matthew, there are two of them. Yep, used to it. Too comfortable with crazy. Are you too comfortable with crazy? Are you too comfortable with sin? Are you too comfortable with the demons in your life taking control? Granted, you're not running around the cemetery naked, which is good considering the temperatures that we've had. Nor any time. Don't even do that during the summer. But you see, sin makes you do dumb things. Makes us enemies of God. Enemies of the ones that we love and enemies of those in the world. And enemies of our very own selves. And we become too comfortable with it. And our lives crumble, our souls crack, and faith oozes out. Too comfortable with crazy makes us think that sin is all right, but it isn't. And sin leads us away from God, away from faith, away from the Word of God, away from eternal life, away from a love for God and a love for our neighbor. It seeks to destroy us. The miracle of Jesus takes place. Jesus throws the demons out, and there are many. The group calls themselves Legion. A Roman legion had 6,000 people in it. And the man is saved. He is put in his right mind, and Jesus makes the man master of himself again, and in his right mind. He clothes himself. He fixes himself up and he sits before Jesus and he hears Jesus speak. In baptism, you are made a child of God and the new creation by faith dwells within you. And Jesus takes off the blindfold and you see how crazy the sin in your life has become. And you aren't comfortable with it anymore. You forsake sin, your own sin. You kneel before the Lord in faith, asking for forgiveness. You are washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to save your life. He has, and now he promises you a new life in him, and he promises you life everlasting to come. The world is too comfortable with crazy, and the people see that you are not. And they are terrified with what ought to be normal. Are you sane? Sanity. I mean, that's what the world is afraid of. The world sees that God has the power to change them because it has changed you. And the world sees how the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, and it freaks them out. And I was going to talk about Kanye West and Demi Lovato and how the gospel has changed them, and it has, but their theology is far from accurate, far from what we find in the Bible. The gospel still has more work to do within them, and the gospel still has more work to do with you and me too. Find your theology in the Bible, because the Bible are like pearls, always correct. When you, as a man of God, treat your wife with love, as Christ loved the church, you witness your faith. When you, as a woman of God, treat your husband with respect and speak well of him, you witness your faith. When children honor their parents, God, and those in authority, you witness your faith. When you make time for worship and let people know it isn't just when there's nothing else better going on, you witness your faith, proclaiming that there is priority to worship the God who saves us. That's what it says. When you make time to read the Word of God and let other people see you do it. I don't care if it's on your phone or if you just carry a Bible with you, but let people see you do it. You witness your faith in God. When you speak about sins forgiven, your guilt gone, and God's presence in your life, your sanity is shocking. It says, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. The people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. They wanted Jesus gone. They were too comfortable with crazy and too terrified of the power of God to change lives. They would rather have life without Jesus than experience the change he brings. What are they begging for? Just read through those 20 verses again. What are they begging for? The demons wanted to go out into the pigs. Jesus grants it. The people wanted Jesus gone. Jesus grants it. The once demon-possessed man wants to get into the boat with Jesus. He wants to learn from Jesus. He wants to serve Jesus. He wants to walk away from everything that he knew to be with the one who saved him from his misery, who saved his life, his soul, who returned him to his right mind. And Jesus says, no. Jesus has a mission field for him. And he didn't have to go too far. Go home to your family. Literally, it's to you and yours. And tell them what the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Of all the things, that was perhaps the hardest. Do you think It was easy for him to tell his story. I don't think it was. At least not the first part. Is it easy for you to tell your story? Someone needs to hear it. Who needs to hear your story of God's love, forgiveness, and mercy? Share your story of sanity reclaimed and salvation in Jesus Christ. And God give you the strength to tell it. Amen. And now may the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.